God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tonight. I'm glad to be with you tonight. Excuse my English in the beginning because it's not my language, but I pray I can try think for all English word in my mind, because I don't study English from long time, just like a few years ago. And I hope you can understand me. If you not understand me, maybe I can speak in Arabic and you can. But I try. I'm glad Brian, he talked first about, like he gave big idea about the Muslim country. And I'm glad coming behind him, because I continue about what the Muslim and Arab Muslim special. Muslim culture, it's like not just religion, but like culture and duty and like every day. And you find like the Muslim very like worship Allah, God, the same name in Arabic. And from beginning, like grow up, the kids study the Quran and memorize the Quran, and coming very strong to know Allah. And you find this Muslim with, he's like 10 years old, he can memorize all the Quran. It's amazing, huh? Memorize all the Quran, all the book. And he finds Muslim very strong religion. And not because very just very strong religion, but I think behind this, try seeking Allah, try seeking God, try find God, try find Allah. Maybe it's different between Allah and God in English, but in Arabic, like what I said before, it's the same name. We use the same name in Arabic. When Muhammad, he came a long time ago, 500 years after Christ, Muhammad, all his area, just worshipped the idols and worship statues. But Muhammad, because he's like his merchants, like he's like sail and buy stuff and going around. And this time he mixed a lot with Christians, Nestorians people. Maybe you heard about Nestorian living this time in Saudi Arabia. And also because he mixed with a lot of Jewish people. And Muhammad, after he mixed with all these people, he starts to come back. And he say something about only Allah, only God. And a lot of people start to help him a little bit. From Nestorians, like Christian, but not real Christian. Like little bit, not straight teaching about Christianity. And Muhammad this time, he starts think about this Allah. And from this time, he starts talking about his people, about Allah. And if you read about the Quran, or you know a little about the Quran, you find Quran, it's like collection from the Christianity, and collect also from Judaism. Like you find still people, before you pray, like washing and all this stuff. And you find, like we have five pillars in Islam. Five Muslims pray five times a day. And arm giving, and also the call like the creeds, like talking about only God, and also talking about the fasting, and also the Hajj. And all these Muslims doing this stuff because try coming to close to God, but maybe the not right God, the Islamic God. And sometimes I find it very easy. Like what I say, Muslims pray five times a day. Early morning, 1-4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe during the cold time, coming to pray. And also fasting whole month, the holy month of Ramadan. From the sun rise down until sun gone. From 6 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the desert, without any water, without any food. It's not allowed you swallow just what you call, I don't know, swallow. Yeah. It's not allowed you swallow, because if you swallow this, Does this mean you've broken your fast? Doing all this stuff. And the only reason for this, try coming close to Allah. But sometimes this broke in my heart, because it's not the true God. No true God. And also until now, we find Muslims still sacrifice after the holy month of Ramadan by sheep, and it's not cheap there, it's very expensive, and give it sacrifice to God. And if you ask any Muslim, why you sacrifice to God? Why are you doing this? He don't have any reason. But in Christianity we can answer this. Because God, He bought this from the Old Testament. Give sacrifice because I can forgive your sin. And when Jesus come and He died for us on the cross, He covered us in His blood. But still Muslim doing this sacrifice. Why I say all this? I say all this because I feel Shaitan is like, he's a big liar, and he tried to deceive a lot of people, and he deceived the Muslim too. What our goal, what we can do, we need to pray for this Muslim. The holy months of fasting coming this month, 26th of this month, people start fasting. And this time I think it's a little bit hot in the Middle East, in the country. And we need to pray for these people. I heard a lot of people can know God, from Muslim, can know God during this time. Because try, like all these people try to do everything, try fast, try pray. But in Islam you don't find this close relationship. He's doing all this stuff. He's doing all this pray. He's doing all this fasting. He's going to the Hajj, and maybe this costs a lot of money. But he can't find this close relationship with God. He can't find the love from God, like in Christianity. Maybe you can come to the church and you worship, and you find peace in your heart. And you find this, like somebody, he holding you, and he walk with you. But in Muslim, he don't have this. Sometimes the man, he can do all this right, like pray 5 times a day, fasting every year, make every good stuff. But if you ask him, you going to the heaven in the end? He say, I'm not sure. God, he know. Because he don't have trust of salvation. But in Christianity, we have the trust of salvation. I remember my friend, he's in my school, he's from Muslim background. He's called Sayyid. He's very nice guy. And he fasted all the Ramadan and he did everything good. And at the end of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, he's going to have like feast in the mosque. Everyone going to the morning and pray. And this guy in the feast after Ramadan, it's not easy in Egypt, it's very difficult. He worked like more than 1.5 months until he can buy new shoes for this feast. And he went to the mosque, who is very happy, he has new shoes and new clothes. And Sayyid is very happy, and he's going to pray with his friends, and he bought his shoes outside the mosque. And after he finished praying, he went outside and he find his new shoes after he saved for 1.5 months to buy his shoes. He can't find his shoes. His shoes gone. They say, oh God, I saved all this 1.5 months to buy these shoes. And now I come in to pray and somebody steal my shoes. And he walked from the mosque to his house without any shoes. Maybe in Australia I saw a lot of people walk without shoes. Maybe it's normal here. But in Arab culture it's very shame you walk in the street without shoes. And this guy start ask, ah, what's wrong? I come in to pray. I come into God's house and somebody steal my shoes. And he starts ask more and more and more. And from this little bit reason, he finds Jesus Christ. And now he's a believer. And he worships Jesus. And he has Jesus in his heart. But actually, the life for this guy, Sayyid, it's not easy. Just before I came, before we came to Australia, me and Simone and my family, went to Egypt. who is of my family. And I meet him. And now this guy is married and has kids. But because he can never change his identity in my country, his kids are going to the public school. And because he's going to public school, his kids study Islam. He tried to make his family Christian to worship God, but he can't do this. It's not just difficult for him, also it's difficult for his kids. He teaches his kids about Jesus Christ in home. And he teaches about salvation, how can pray before that, before we eat and for all the stuff, and going to church. But when his kids go to school, study Islam. And these little kids get confused. What's going on here, Dad? Maybe we need to pray for these people. We need to pray for this family. I believe when Muslims come in to Jesus Christ, pay the price very high. Not like us, the Christian. I come from Christian background. Maybe it's a little bit easy for me because already I am Christian. But for Muslim background, coming to Christianity, it's very difficult. Rejected from the family, have a hard time from the government, rejected from all the friends, and sometimes kicked from home. I know one of my friends, he needs the Lord, and he's very strong with the Lord. And he has a very hard time in Egypt. He went to jail for 1 year. Nobody know about him. And you know who told the police about him? His own mother. His own mother. And this guy, after he has a hard time, some people from human rights say, oh, we can send you to outside, going to Western country, because it's more freedom. He say, no, I have a heart for my country. I have a heart for my people. This guy is still working in Egypt. He left a small city, my city, it's called Ismailia, and now he lives in Cairo, because it's a big city, maybe people don't a little bit, don't know about everything, 17 million, maybe he can lost there. But this guy is still working there, and has a heart for his own people, to reach them. It's not easy, maybe it's easy for him to go and live in Western country, but he say no, I wanna reach my people. Yeah, and you find Muslim believer pays a price very hard. Not like we coming from the Christian background. We take everything for granted. Sometimes we live a little bit strong with God, a little bit weak with God. We're not sometimes very serious with God. But you find Muslim people, when coming to the faith, live very strong with God. Willing to die for God. Really, I don't know what the reason, but because find the truth. Find the truth. Willing to die for God. The second part, I want to share about the church of the Christian background in Middle East and Arab country. I am glad still God kept the church and Christianity in Arab country and Muslim world. Because these people know the language and also know the culture, and maybe can God use these people to reach the Muslim. It's not easy for them too. You remember when Islam came to the Arab country, this like more than 1,300 years ago, Islam gives three choices to the Christians. You be Muslim, or the second choice, you pay high tax, it's called jizya, and the third choice, you die. A lot of them die. A lot of them in Egypt skip the mountains and running away because he want to leave Christianity, he want to leave his faith. And I'm glad God, he kept his church among the Muslim people because can witness about Jesus Christ. But for this Arab believer, sometimes it's not easy. Like example me, in the beginning just I want to be just a believer, go in the church, but I don't want to go and reach Muslim. I grow up, my family grow up in area. It's more like 500 families in one area. Egypt is very crowded. And just me and another, our family and another family, just the Christian family in this area. And sometimes my friends say, "Oh, you are a Christian, you don't play with me. And you play with us, go away." And sometimes if he's sad for me, he's doing like this. And sometimes he mixes with me and we have a good relationship. But if sometimes happen and he gets mad for me, he say, "You are a Christian." And this sometimes he brought in my heart like, "I don't want to reach Muslim. Just I want to leave my Christianity. I leave my faith. I want to be a believer, going to church. But I don't want to go and reach Muslim." And you find a lot of Arab people don't want to reach Muslim because have this bitterness or have not love to the Muslim people. But me and Simone, we have this idea and we have this vision. If the church exists in Muslim country, we need to support the church. And we need to stand beside the church. And we need to like get the like believer to go and reach the Muslim. In Jordan, we have this summer conference coming like more than 120 people every summer from different countries. From Lebanon, from Syria, from Iraq, from Egypt, from Jordan, from Sudan. And we have this conference in the summer in Jordan. And just to pray and study about Islam, how we can reach Muslim. And after then, we divide these people to small group. And the reason we divide these people to go and preach, mix with them, through friendship or like gift tracts, and try to reach Muslim, Arab. I don't know, but Arab, very curious people, want to know about everything. This is in our blood. Every time if I catch taxi in Jordan or something like this, the man, he never asked me, "What's your name?" The first question he asked me, "What you doing? What you work?" And I am glad he asked me this question, because last few years, I studied theology, and I say I'm a student. I study theology. And he say, "Ah, you study theology, you are like pastor or priest." And say, "Yeah, I study and I want to be like this in the future." And just because open this question, he have many questions. What about Jesus? How you pray? And how all this? And Muslims have a lot of wrong idea. Have a lot of wrong idea about Christianity. Sometimes Muslims think all the Western country is a Christian. All the Western country. 100% all the Western Christian, and say, and when he come to watch TV and what's going on in the world, say, "Oh, look, this Christian country," but not understand, not all the Western country, not Christians. And sometimes have a lot of wrong idea, but we send these people and talk about Jesus Christ, and God, he challenged the Arab believer. Challenge during this time, challenge them. And sometimes these Arab people come in and say, "Muslim can never come to Christ." But God surprised them. God surprised them and use them to reach Muslim and bring them to the Jesus Christ. I remember this trip during One Love Middle East. I had group, mixed group. In Wadi Rum, in the desert, you see this in Jordan, near from Aqaba, and just desert. And I love this story. I love what God he did with us this time, and I like to share this story because it touched my heart. And in this desert, this Bedouin area, Bedouin, like people move in tents and building small house, look after the sheep. This very close from Saudi Arabia border, and it's like, you find the family leave part this side and going across the border because walking behind the sheep. And in this place, we ask God, "What we can do here, God?" That means 100% Muslim, doesn't know anything about Christianity, and don't know about Jesus Christ at all. And in this trip, we ask God, "Please, God, open us the door. What we can do." And how we can share about you with Muslim people. And me and my team was walking in the desert and pray, and we saw like a small house and a small tent. And we say, we're going to this house and knock on the door and we ask for water because it's very hot. And we went to this house and knock on the door, and this young guy, he coming outside, and he wear white t-shirt, and in his t-shirt, picture of Jesus Christ. And we get surprised, like you. And we say, I know this guy, he's a Muslim, because we know this 100% in this area Muslim. And this guy will ask for water, and we talk with him, and we ask him, you know, who in your picture is in this your shirt? He say, no, just I bought this shirt from the second-hand shop. And in Jordan, a lot of second-hand coming from Europe and from America, and people like go and buy cheap clothes and cheap stuff. And this guy, he wears the same shirt in the same day we're going to visit him. And this God plan, you know, God plan. And this guy invites us, and we're talking about the picture in his shirt all the time. Who Jesus? And what Jesus did for us. And this guy spends the night with him. He invites us to sleep in his tent. And we pray with him. He has a struggle in his time. He served in the army and he has a very difficult in his life. And we talk with him. And he prays with us to Jesus Christ. It's amazing. And God, he surprised me and all the guys with me. God, he has own way. God is not limited like us. God is mighty God. He can do everything. Not like our minds. The other thing, quickly, God opened the door for us in another Bedouin village. It's not easy without reason you go in and to live among the Bedouin. Usually the local Jordanian can't go and live in the village. What are you doing here? What are you doing if you don't have any reason? But 5 years ago, our organization have like development branch. It's called Operation Mercy. And Operation Mercy, it's like now it's organized from the Jordanian government. And one guy, he want to establish in this village, kids club. And the kids in this area is big number. In Operation Mercy, we establish a lot of stuff. In this village, kids club, another village besides this one, establish also like physiotherapy clinic. And I am glad God he opened this door for us, because we can have reason to go and live and stay. And few people from our team live there, like rent house and live among this Bedouin people. This village called Qatifa, and all this like from coming from one family, it's called Herdan family. And just in kids club going, it's not allowed for us, we can go and open the Bible and talk about Jesus Christ. But we can just tell stories about Jesus, but not just open the Bible. Like teach them like songs about God, teach them about stories from the Bible, how Jesus walked on the water, because in Quran talking about Jesus, and this good way we can talk about Jesus too. I know the work is very slow. We can't see a lot of people coming from this village to Jesus Christ. But we believe God he put the plans. And maybe in future, God he building his church among this village. And the other village, among the Bedouin people, you find like married from same relative, like cousins and all this stuff. And you find a lot of handicapped people. And for them handicapped, it's something, it's like shame for them. If any family have like one handicapped, he can walk or anything, he put him in the corner and leave him there. And it's big number of kids handicapped. But God, he established this physiotherapy. Some people come in for short term to doing this work, but will not have full-time physiotherapy. who break for God, he can send one physiotherapy. Because it's big need in Jordan about physiotherapy. But pray for God, he can establish his church among this village and among the village around them. The other request I ask you to pray. This guy is a Jordanian. He came one time with us to love Middle East. And he has the same problem. He said, I can't love Muslims. But after God used him in Turkey among Muslims, and God used him to bring people to his kingdom. Now this guy, he worked full time with us with Operation Mobilization. And now he starts a small bookshop in another city, not in the capital, near from Amman. It's like 30 minutes from Amman, the capital. And just in his bookshop, he's showing Jesus film. And give tracts and talking about Jesus. Just to receive news from him, he get engaged. And because he's a full-time worker, he needs a lot of prayer and needs a lot of support. And he asked, he asked me if he's going to any church, just talk about me and let people pray for me because he want to continue to minister God in Jordan. So pray for him, please. And the other thing, the last thing, me and my wife are going back and we have two kids now, Jonathan, and we have Lillian, just 2 months. She's a little girl. God bless us with her. And we have like our break card. Need I leave to you if you like to take one from our break cards and to pray for us. We're going back the end of January, the beginning of January next year. And we're going back to Jordan, but we want to live in another city, not in the capital, in Madaba. Our goal or our desire, we want to go to live in Syria and we want to start the same work in Syria. But God, we don't open the door until now to Syria. But our vision, we're going to stay in Jordan and continue our work, and we can go travel to Syria because it's not far away, just 3 hours from Amman. Continue to do ministry until God, he opens the right door for us and we can go and stay and live there in Syria. But please pray for us and pray for our future and for our kids. Thank you.
God bless you, brother, and thank you very, very much indeed. What a thrill it is to see when God forms a man and then fills his heart with love. You know, we have up there, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. I'd like to plant that on our minds and hearts today. That's a powerful word. He was moved with compassion. And he still is. Now, what can we do? Well, we can pray. Make sure you get the prayer letters from Amon and also from Brian, and get behind them in prayer, because God is working miracles, and we thank him for it.